Indiana. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. It is a compilation of Adolf Hitler's statements. He also wrote Witness to History, now available on Kindle at Amazon. And Behind Enemy Lines, The Reich Had Its Heroes Too, and Heroes of the Reich, which is also a Kindle book. I have it on Kindle. And he just does some remarkable, concise, wonderful things that people should share with their friends.
I try to speak in the language of the people that I'm listening to. I don't speak over them. I don't speak under them. But, you know, when I put pen to paper, so to speak, then I'm talking with my fingers rather than my tongue, but it's coming straight from the heart and hopefully going to the heart, Deanna.
Exactly. Well, and that's why you're such a great poet.
Well, thank you very much. you're making me blush here. I'm glad I'm on radio, not television.
I'm sincere. You're just such a great poet, and it's because you have the ability to speak from the heart to the heart, and that's very nice, particularly in a gentleman.
Yeah, people do say to me, you know, when you rewrite it, this is exactly the way I felt, but I wasn't able to put it into words the same way as you do. So I do have a gift. Now, I'm not being big-headed. There are so many things I can't even wire a plug, and don't even ask me to put a bookcase together. So I'm pretty dumb on an awful lot of things that people are good at. But with the poetry and with the writing, I've had so many compliments from all over the world saying I identify, I have an empathy with the people that I'm working with, and I articulate their thought, their innermost thoughts, and it pays off.
Well, that is kind of inherent in your ethnicity. The great storytellers and the people that have really touched others' hearts, that's, you know, you have commonality with them.
Yeah, of course, my father was an associate. I don't know if it rubbed off on me. He was an associate of Ernest Hemingway, and you know, he knew some of the great writers, and it wasn't school that taught me everything that I knew. It was my mother and father, and they instilled in me the importance of being able to communicate and communicate properly.
Mm-hmm. Which is something that is being lost in our government schools these days, and of course it's very, very deliberate.
Yeah, the people are being dumbed down, and when you've got rewriters, or ghostwriters we call them, that were known as editors in Eastern Europe, we are now becoming, happily for us, we're making a living from it, the one-eyed man in the land of the blind, because there are so few people now who can write in English properly that they're depending more and more. Again, I was saying to my son not so long ago, I would have had great difficulty finding any customers in the 1920s and 1930s because people were all well-educated, especially in English literature. This is not the case anymore, and, you know, that's why I managed to keep the bulls from the door.
Right. Exactly. All right. When we come back after the next break, we will take calls at 800-313-9443. And I hope that you have a poem that you're going to share with us today. Maybe you could pick it out during the break, or maybe you already have several picked out. Or maybe you could just rattle one off without even...
Well, I've done that before, but one of these days you're going to give me an hour for it. And I really am going to enthrall your listeners, and I will enjoy the occasion. I got two or three here ready for you.
That's wonderful. All righty, we'll be right back. We're going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Teravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Teravim? Simple. Teravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. And I was just looking in the main subjects in this book, and you talk about the National Socialist Revolution. How would you compare National Socialism to white nationalism? Because I think that people sometimes get confused with those two terms.
Yeah, white nationalism means a race apart. It's a bit like the Black Power movement. They didn't really have an ideological base, and as long as there was an apartheid and there was a separation of the races, then they would have been happy with that. But there was no idealist base, there was no party program of anything of that nature. National Socialism, Diana, it came from the heart, and the ideology was very much like Christianity, for instance. It was an entire way of life. It wasn't politics. It wasn't like conservatism or republicanism or liberalism or anything of that nature. It was a complete revolution of the way that we approach all things. So it went far, far deeper than the color of the skin. And again, those who know National Socialism and haven't been educated by CNN or anything like that, they've been properly educated, they will know that some of the strongest allies of National Socialist Germany were people who were non-European. They had their great friends in the Middle East and in India, all around the world. People were praying for National Socialist victory so that they could be freed from the chains of neo-capitalism.
Right, right. All righty. And if they had succeeded, I mean, because Adolf Hitler threw the bankers out, he threw out a lot of the people that were destroying the cultural values in the country, he got rid of those elements. And people were grateful. The citizens were grateful. And if he had succeeded, well, he was successful until they bombed the smithereens out of the country. But had they not done that, then every country in Europe and even America, and he certainly had American people who supported him, but these other countries would have adopted the same principles, and there would have been happy populations within each country instead of the tyranny and the things that we face now with the usury that is taking all of the people's money, all of the people's efforts from their own work. I mean, it's terrible, and it's getting worse, much worse.
Yeah, one of the things that is interesting today is that the Chinese and the Russians are doing what Adolf Hitler advocated all of those years ago. And I'll give you an idea of it. Is when the NATO countries want something like oil or natural mineral wealth, this sort of thing, they go in and they steal it. NATO is the heavy boys when the politicians, you know, haven't done their work properly. But Germany, all those years ago, they believed in barter. Germany managed to restore all of the foreign trade that they lost to the British Empire, and despite the international bankers' denial of foreign credit to Germany, so they didn't need the banks, and despite the global boycott by Jewish-owned industries, Germany at the time succeeded in this by exchanging equipment and commodities directly with the other countries. And it was doing so by using a barter system that cut the bankers out of the picture. And that was why Germany flourished, since barter eliminates the national debt and it eliminates the trade deficits. Venezuela was doing the same thing when it trades oil for commodities plus medical health and so on. That's what's happening now, and capitalism is just going for burnout now. It is imploding, and I think that it will fizzle out exactly the same way as communism did.
Well, let's hope so. And as you say, the NATO countries or the capitalists go in, and if they want something, they just bomb the country. And of course, we see that in the Middle East right now. If they want the Afghanis to continue to grow poppy for the world drug trafficking, then they'll just go in and bomb the country until they get what they want. And kill as many people. They don't care. Killing other people is just not a big deal.
No, they're a commodity. They're disposable, aren't they? But there was quite a humorous side. There's a Hjalmar Schacht, who was a Rothschild agent, and he was temporarily head of the German Central Bank. Some time ago, and he said, an American banker had commented, "Dr. Schacht, you should come to America. We've got lots of money, and that's real banking." And Schacht replied, "No, you should come to Berlin. We don't have any money. That's real banking."
Yeah,
yes. It was barter. You know, there was no money changed hands. It didn't go through the banks. Nobody was screwing anybody. You know, because we've talked about it before, Diana, is that when you go out and buy a new dress or a new pair of shoes or, you know, a new car, 40% of that goes straight to the banks. If you're going to buy a car for $20,000, you could have bought it for, you know, where's my maths? You could have bought it for $12,000 because $8,000 of that went straight to the banks. And that is why the United States and Western Europe cannot compete with the BRICS group of nations, because they are not so messed up as ours are. So we just can't win. You know, if you open up a hairdresser's in a street in Chicago, and another hairdresser opens up down the road, and she's not laboring under 40% interest rates like you are, then I'm sorry, Deanna, you know, she's going to have a pretty big advantage over you. And that's France.
Right. And in here you have one comment that was made March 31st, 1938, National Socialism, not for export.
That's right. It's a pity, in a way, that they didn't export it, and I do think that this was one of the things that caused the war to, in some nations, you know, they were a little bit, you know, because Britain wasn't really prepared for war. But you have to remember that back in 1937, 1938, the German economy was second only to the United States. The system was working perfectly well. The German people were extremely prosperous. They were going around, you know, they're living the life around the Mediterranean on the cruise liners, very much as they are now. And this was at a time in Europe when people were really, really destitute, and yet this one nation stood out as a shining beacon of what could be done if you had the National Socialist Revolution. So right across Europe, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, they were all looking to Germany. So, well, hang on, why aren't we doing the same? And so the people were putting more and more pressure to do what Adolf Hitler was doing, and it was spreading like wildfire. Good news does.
Right. And, of course, in America today, because of the multiculturalism, the diversity, we could not employ this system. Certainly because of the ownership of the media, the control of the government, it's just not something that would work unless somebody had a super duper plan and could stop all the infighting. But with the various groups, you have illegal immigrants. You have so many different nationalities that we just don't have commonality. But I think if we looked at the really big picture and understood what's at stake, I think that we could all reach some sort of consensus of what we do need. And I think that people could come together.
Yeah.
Am I just an idealist or what here?
I think you're an idealist, and again, we've talked about this subject, is that America is now so multiracial that it really cannot, no multiracial can, Brazil or, you know, Argentina, if it's so broken up, along ethnic lines, they're going to be so busy fighting each other that they can't be unified to fight a common enemy.
Right.
That's my own views.
And, of course, all of this, we usually think of the person that's funding the war as sitting back, collecting all of this money while he enjoys the fighting on both sides. And I think that's true with ethnic groups. I think that the group that is promoting the fighting and the dissension between two racial groups or two political groups or whatever is really just doing that just to keep the division going so that we will not have commonality. I think it's deliberate.
Yeah, it's divide and conquer, isn't it? They did it in Northern Ireland. They turned the Protestants against the Catholics against the Protestants. I've got absolutely no doubt about it that the NATO nations are doing exactly the same in Iraq, and they're turning one religious sect onto another, and while they're busy fighting each other, then they're stealing their oil.
Right, right.
Always done it, Deanna. It's just, again, it comes with the territory. It's just come as part and parcel of, you know, the dirty business of war and acquisition. We do need a socialist revolution, a national socialist revolution, and
right.
A complete clear out.
And usually when people hear the word socialist, they think of left, and they think of something that is bad. But when you're talking about national socialism, it's an entirely different thing. And
absolutely.
I think people just they don't understand that big difference.
No, I'm not really into that sort of thing, but apparently Jews are not Jews, if that doesn't sound Irish to you. They come from another sect in central Azerbaijan and places like that, but they're not actually Jews. And exactly the same comes with what we're talking about now. Is socialism was a term that there's nothing wrong with it in essence. I think it started off in England in the 19th century, but it was hijacked by what we know as the Marxists and the leftists, and they adopted the mantle, but of course they have never ever been socialists. But of course Adolf Hitler was the true pure socialism, and I might say also that he was a true pure democrat. And again, I'll say this in a moment.
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. Recently, someone, an alleged Christian, accused me of being an anti-Semite, and then he said that he could hardly wait until the Jews really took control of things. I swear I almost fell over laughing. He could hardly wait until the Jews took control of things. Oh,
yeah,
my word.
My mother used to say, now it's a queer as folk. Or as Shakespeare said, it's all part of life's rich tapestry.
Yeah, was it Shakespeare, or was it the guy that Shakespeare stole his work from?
Yeah, probably, yeah. There was a bit of a plagiarism. I was just saying, you know, that we will fight them on the beaches, you know, by Winston Churchill, one of his most famous speeches. It was plagiarized direct from Garibaldi's speech well over 100 years earlier. So Churchill was getting the credit for some other guy's speeches.
He was such a scoundrel. Oh, my goodness. When you read what kind of a person he really was, it's just sickening. I mean, he was a piece of trash.
Absolute muppet, again, you remember we were talking on an earlier episode of the radio program, they call about the war of the dictators, but the irony is that Adolf Hitler was the only one who was truly and democratically elected. Stalin, of course, was not elected. Winston Churchill was never elected. Now, Roosevelt, he was elected on the promise that we will not send your boys abroad. He knew that he was lying. He was already collaborating with Winston Churchill to do precisely that. And it was admitted afterwards that had Roosevelt not lied, he would never have been elected to power. So that's not really being democratically elected, is it? So there's the irony. The so-called War of the Dictators, and the only one who was not a dictator, was freely elected by his people, was Adolf Hitler.
Indeed, and that's, I'm glad that you reiterated that.
Very important. You've got to keep getting this across, because I should hope that the value of a radio station like yours is not just the people who are listening to it, hopefully now in great numbers, but I would hope that they're going to pick up tidbits and they're going to relay them to their friends and their associates and their colleagues. And when you talk to 100,000 people, when they pass the message on, then 500,000 people, a million people are going to get the message from RBN Radio.
Exactly. All righty, why don't we take a phone call? Let's take a phone call from Sunny in Idaho. Sunny, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Deanna. Good morning. Mr. Walsh, I am just totally fascinated with your poetry and was wondering, my beloved husband was such a voracious reader, and one of his favorites was G.K. Chesterton. I think our library has everything he ever wrote. And I was wondering if you had ever read Chesterton's Lepanto.
A long, long time ago, Sonny. I'm not going to tell you my age, but it was a long time.
The first time I read that, it just took my breath away that someone could put that story in the form of a poem. And then the first time I heard you on Deanna's program to read some of or recite some of your poetry, it just reminded me so much what a great mind it is that can take a situation and turn it into poetry, and I admire you very much. That's all I had.
That's much appreciated, Sonny, and thanks for your call. I love calls like that.
Thank you, Sonny. You really do. Your name is just so characteristic of you. So, thank you.
Yeah, it is a very sunny disposition, I would think. You know, so she's very well named.
Exactly. And I always think of that when she calls in or when she's in the chat room or something. I always think of her personality. So, it so matches her name. Alrighty. You know, we were talking about, the election of Roosevelt. And when you think about the economic situation that preceded that election in 1932, that it was just, it was the circumstances were arranged so that people would just go switch to the Democratic Party, because under the Republican Party, you had Hoover and you had the horrible crash of the stock market. And so I think that was just staged, well, for a number of reasons, but it was staged in order to throw the entire country to the left so that Roosevelt could come in and so all the communists could come in, because that whole administration was full of communists and people who had recently come over to this country from the Soviet Union, from other places, and these people were just rampant in his administration. I mean, it's the biggest cultural change in history, I think, not quite. I think after the Civil War, it was quite a big change, too. But it was certainly another huge change and changed the culture dramatically.
Yeah, our leaders, I think you said it before, becoming more transparent now, that our leaders are selected for us, and very often the person who's put up in the Senate, Congress, he's handpicked by the money.
Right. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. And we've got some other callers online. Would you like to chat, or should we take a call?
Take a call.
All righty, let's take Werner in Canada.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon, Mr. Walsh.
Good afternoon to you, Werner. How are you, sir? It's a long time since we spoke, and it's always a pleasure.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's all on my side, because I don't have to pay for the education I'm getting.
Well, there's a plus for the start.
Yeah, and thank you, you know, for filling in so many blanks in our history lessons.
I'm always happy to oblige.
Earlier you mentioned about David Cole.
Yep.
And, well, as I say, what he did in the 90s, I figured it was pretty good work, you know, and it helped to put the light onto the situation and onto the past. But,
Sure.
I wouldn't condemn him completely because I've seen over the years many times, sometimes within hours, where people flipped around 180 degrees. And it is a matter of just in how much pressure is being put on people in many many situations.
I think you might be in balance, yeah.
And sometimes it's not just only pressure on people personally, but onto their loved ones and so on. And what we are dealing with is a ruthless foe. And ruthless people like they never have been before. And it says in the Bible, in the last days, evil people will wax from bad to worse. And we haven't seen the end yet.
Now, anybody with a German ancestry will know that much of the garbage that we're reading now about the so-called atrocities, which they claim came from German mouths. What they don't tell you, it came from German mouths being excruciatingly tortured at the time. And quite honestly, if I am being tortured to the extent that they were, I will tell them whatever they want, because I'm a human being and I don't like pain. And an awful lot of these atrocity stories were only found their genesis in the torture of the people who said them.
And as I say, you know, right in your face, we hear about a lot of the things that are going on in Africa, you know, what they're doing with child soldiers and so on. But they don't tell us the big power brokers in the world. And with the, today's technology that they have at their fingertip, courtesy of the modern Frankensteins, as I say, we are dealing with very powerful and very ruthless foes. And as I say, we shouldn't condemn David Cole. You know.
No, Winston Churchill was a turncoat, but he went the other way because there was no person on earth who was more complimentary about Adolf Hitler than Winston Churchill. It was only when he sold out to the Jews that he did the dirty work. So he was, you know, a turncoat that went the other way and crossed the house. But when you must be familiar with some of the statements in support of Adolf Hitler and Mussolini that Winston Churchill came from, now, you would have thought that he was a diehard Nazi National Socialist, but of course, now he turned the other way around, and perhaps David Coleman needs to be rechristened to David Mole. I don't know.
Well, as I say, leave it up to the Almighty One. He knows how, you know, what really is the motivation behind, and but, you know, we will recognize them by their deeds, you know, long-term observation. What comes out in the end.
I couldn't agree with
you. Yes, you have a really good point. You really do have a good point. And we really don't, I guess it's very difficult to judge a person's heart from looking at the person externally. Yes, and we don't know what kind of pressure he was under.
And
no, from our own opinions.
We get very easily befooled by attractive people.
How true. That is very true. So. And we can apply this also to people who use pseudonyms in writing, because a lot of people do that. And I think, well, if you have a family that you need to protect, if you have an occupation that you're fully engaged in, then you need to protect yourself, and sometimes using another name is a way of doing that. And so we don't want to judge others because well, like there's that old Indian saying, walk a mile in my moccasins before you you judge me, or something like that.
Yeah. But as I say, it's a long-term what happens. You know, what people do in the long term. In the meantime, every so often we might make some mistakes and take the wrong actions, but what is the overall long-term direction we are walking?
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for reminding us that.
You're welcome.
All righty. Your comments, Michael?
Yeah, he's absolutely right, because when you go right the way through history, you get people who change their opinions, and it was Adolf Hitler who was the strongest advocate. If you read Mein Kampf, he says, you know, never ever form an opinion at 21 and maintain that opinion. Be prepared to change your opinions as you go through life.
And somebody was talking to me a few days ago, and he said that if you read Mein Kampf, then he was predicting very much of what happened, including the nasty bits, which we deny now. But Adolf Hitler, and nobody ever tells you this, perhaps people like myself, is that long into the 1930s, Adolf Hitler said that much of Mein Kampf was written with the passion of youth, and he did change his opinion as he matured. And that's a mature point of view. So Mein Kampf is an indication. It is a guide, but it was not the Bible. It is a very good book, and I think more people should read it because it's a rollicking good read, whether you're political or not. What a period of revolution.
Right. I agree with you. Now, which version do you recommend? People always ask me that.
Which one?
Which version, which edition do you recommend? The Ford?
I don't know. I used to have the original with his, I forget his name now, Irish name. That was the one that was said to be the only one that was sanctioned by the National Socialist German Working Party. It's a difficult one, but, you know, there are so many books on the issue. Funny enough, it wasn't Mein Kampf that swung me to the way I was thinking. There were other books, that I read at the time, including Henry Ford's, of course, The International Jew. That changed my opinions and Protocols of the Elders of Zion. I do remember now, as a monk, middle 20s, and somebody said to me, he's only a cab driver, and he said, have you read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion? And I said, no, I said, I've never heard of it. He said, I'll get you a copy, and he did get me a copy, and it just changed my opinion right the way through. And as Henry Ford said, you know, they deny it, that this is, well, they can deny it all they like, but what they can't deny is everything that was predicted in that book has come out just as they wanted it to be. What a happy coincidence for the Jews.
Yeah, quite a lot of coincidences there.
Yeah, a lot of coincidences, yeah, and The Nameless War, you know, that was another...
Oh, yes, that was a good book, too.
All of my early education, Diana, it came from British servicemen who had fought against the National Socialist Germany, and they changed my opinions entirely of the country. I had just been fed a diet for 16 years. I was 16 years old at the time, of propaganda about nasty Germans. And when I was 16 years old, then I was talking to people who had fought in the war. These were the people who actually knew what a German was, and they'd been in the prisoner of war camps. And you know, I'm not saying this, I say it, before God, is that I never ever came across a British serviceman who had actually come into contact with Germans, that had a bad word to say about them. I say that.
Exactly, right. Yeah, you're talking about Archibald Ramsey's book, The Nameless War.
Archibald Ramsey, yeah, The Nameless War. Anybody who can read that and still not change their opinion about it, you know, really needs some kind of help.
Yes. All righty, let's take another call. Let's take John from Florida. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you. As far as the Jehovah's Witnesses were concerned, because they wouldn't fight, they claim Hitler persecuted them. Do you agree with that? If you don't agree, that is there specific evidence I can point them to help them understand history better?
There will always be a prejudice against certain groups for whatever purpose, and of course the Jewish International Jury they declared war on National Socialist Germany, so of course all Jews, wherever they were in the world, were considered to be suspect. The Americans did exactly the same with the Japanese, and those of Japanese descent and Italian descent and German descent. And yeah, so they're going to be suspect, and their sympathies are likely to be the other side. But of course, what we never hear about is the number of Jews who fought with great distinction and heroism in many cases with the Wehrmacht, with the Waffen-SS, and practiced as doctors in Berlin until Berlin there wasn't a building standing, and there were still Jews who were practicing. So it was a little bit patchy, wasn't it?
Was that the Jehovah's Witnesses we're talking about?
Jehovah's Witnesses are a different thing altogether, but even in your own society you will find that some those of a religious persuasion are discriminated against. And I should imagine that in about 20 years, if the United States does implode, the children of tomorrow's United States, they're going to be quite aghast at the way
in which Christians were discriminated against in modern the United States. So they're being discriminated against in many, many respects, just as much as the Jehovah's Witnesses were in National Socialist Germany.
Actually, the Jehovah's Witnesses, a few of them were actually castrated because they refused to say the Pledge of Allegiance, while others were driven from the towns that they lived in here in America. So I think that sometimes we are so ready to accept these negative things that we hear about, about Germany, without really looking at what we've been doing. We talk about, they practiced euthanasia. And here we are, a country that has killed, 56 million children?
Yep.
And what
pretty rich coming from. You've got the hypocrisy right the way through, don't you? The British government now is having to fork out many, many millions of pounds to the Africans, the Kenyans, who are so brutally treated during the insurgency there. And now people are saying, oh, come on, it was only it was so long ago, it was 1955, let it rest in peace. These are the same people who are still, chasing Germans who were 17 at the time, couldn't fight for whatever reason because they were limping and just happened to be put as guards in Auschwitz, poor kids. Hypocrisy.
What practical purpose would it have served Hitler to do that? I mean, it doesn't make sense that I'm going to persecute them just because I don't like their ideas. That doesn't make sense. He'd be too busy.
Right. I think he probably was busy doing other things, like trying to save the economy of the country and whatnot.
That's what I thought, too. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you, John. All righty. If you'd like to call into the program, make a comment, ask a question, that telephone number is 800-313-9443. Okay, you need to share some of your poetry with us.
Is that an invitation?
Yes.
Okay. I don't need much encouragement, do you? This is where my
no.
Okay, my tomb's companion. I don't know how my voice is sounding over there, but of course a tomb.
Oh, your voice is always so melodic, and it's just wonderful.
You win your way in my heart. Okay, this is called My Tomb's Companion. Okay, are you ready for this? Fleeting friends will family be, ships that pass, but none shall be a steady friend, but oft a foe, when pilgrim's path to death we go. Better still to choose a hound, he wags his tail, makes not a sound. But on your tomb rests his blessed head, will mourn forever that you're dead. My dog accepts my weakness, strength, a hound will go to any length, to please his only friend in life. He'll bark in joy when faced with strife. The hound will bounce his tail like bull, a dog throughout his life gives all, whilst family wants a right presumed before relationships are resumed. So when I die, as die I must, I have one wish, the end that's just, and all I hope to see a tomb, when I have lived to meet my doom, is canine loyal, canine true, not family that I never knew.
Oh, that's nice. That is really nice. I have always thought that I would meet all of my canine friends and my feline friends, somewhere else. I just can't imagine that we're here on the earth and have these temporary relationships. Excuse me.
Well, talking about relationships, I am. I hope I got the good wishes of you and your listeners. I get married in August, and there's an awful lot of paperwork and bureaucracy and cost involved. And no, it's only God that makes a marriage, isn't it? It's not a registrar. It's not a lawyer. It's two people who decide they want to be married, and they do it before God. And we certainly don't need a registrar's office to do it. And that, if we've got the time, leads on to my next poetry.
Exactly. We just, and I agree with that totally. For a government to give us a license to do something like that, to get married, to drive, to do anything, is just control.
Thank you. Shall we dedicate this one to Sonny? Have we got the time?
Yes. Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
This is for Sonny, and it's all for the rest of the listeners who like poetry. And it's called the Marriage Registrar. I'm sure you've got similar in the United States. Right. Your piece of paper's worthless, sir. A right it is no more. A scrap thrown from the table feast of those who each adore. One person who's supreme in life to share together love and strife. The couple wed without your pen, not once but time and time again. Where were you when vows were made in lover's arbor, forest glade? Absent from the lover's tryst, I thank the Lord this marriage missed. Your pen, your unromantic desk, your office, sir, is quite grotesque. Our registrar was him above. He alone decides on love. You are a pen, a quill run dry. We scratch our heads and we wonder why. You register, but nothing more. Our vow is ours, it is our core. Oh, vanity is struck a blow, such pain as love alone can know. Buffoons will scratch a pad and sigh, you'll be together till you die. But ink that writes upon the heart will read through lovers.
Wonderful. Be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. It's Deanna. Our guest today has been Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and many other compilations, including your poetry. Now, I know that you have some books on poems, right?
I doing a bit of a head count not so long ago. I've been writing poetry, would you believe, since I was 24, which is a little while ago, isn't it? And thank you very much. I think there are over 400 of them now, so I need to get together with quite a few compilations of it. So, as I said before, I love poetry, but I'm no darn good at marketing myself, and I really do need you. The poetry is good; it's a lot to do, and I'm sure somebody's going to do okay out of it.
Right. Now, do you have to be in a certain kind of mood to write poetry? As a kid, I would get into a very sad mood, and I would just write poetry just to express how I felt, and it was usually over a broken heart or some silly thing like that. I'm very good at writing poetry when my heart's broken.
Yeah, it's a whimsical thing, and it's an inspiration thing. And I'll give you an idea of that. I was on a bus in Latvia, and there are still bits and bobs are scattered around, reminders of the Soviet occupation. And there had been an emblem of a hammer and sickle nailed up on a wall. Somebody had taken the emblem down, but the stain was still on the wall, and nobody had painted over it. And looking from the bus, I just started writing a note down. I'll say it very, very quickly because I know time is at the premium. There's a stain upon the wall outside. It seems of human blood. I try to wipe away the mark and see it gone for good. The blot is on the wall of man. It cannot be erased. When evil rears its monstrous head, it's common man who pays. This blemish lives as blemish kills. This stigma shames mankind. But we shall ever rise above the base and cruel kind. Now, that was inspired, dear, just by passing a symbol of hatred upon a wall. That's the way it works.
Oh, that was beautiful. That's really amazing. And you're a great poet. That's all I have to say. I mean, it's just somebody else would just look at that, and it wouldn't evoke such words.
I hope it's what I'm remembered for, to be absolutely honest with you. I remember somebody who was very erudite in English literature and all the rest of it. I haven't got it in front of me now, so please don't ask me, but, the cattle in the Lee. And he said, there is nothing in English literature that I don't know. And he said, your cattle in the Lee. He said, there is nothing in English literature that is as good as that. And to get it from a guy like that was pretty important to me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate you here at RBN, and always appreciate you when you are on the program and your wisdom. And we just have to have you back more often. I don't know where the time has gone, as I mentioned in the beginning of the program. Yeah. We just can't let that long time go before we have you back on the program.
Well, let's get our heads together, Deanna, and really pick up on a really nice subject, not so much a generalization, something that's going to warm my heart. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you so much, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk with you on Monday.